Oh, it's good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen. Good to be with you. Isn't the Lord good? Don't you love His presence? Aren't you grateful that He's always faithful to His word to perform it? I don't know about you. I read a scripture one day. It said, God's for you, not against you. Do you ever read that? I mean, that's life-changing right there. Can you say amen? Well, let's just lift our hands just for a minute. Thank Him for His presence. Thank Him for the entrance of His Word that will bring us light, illumination, that our understanding will be increased and enlightened, that we will see, we will hear in order that we can do. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. His healing virtue flowing into your body. His Holy Spirit quickening your mortal flesh. Just thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him for each one of those stripes that were laced upon His precious back. Just for you. I said just for you. Each and every one here. Just thank Him. Thank Him. He sent His word and healed us, delivered us from our destruction. Just give Him praise. Just thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. Thank Him. He meets each and every need. Each and every need. He is the Lord our shepherd. We don't need to want or lack any good thing. He's faithful to His word. Thank Him. Just thank Him. Thank Him for that peace right now, that peace that passes all understanding in the midst of everything that is taking place all around us. Just thank Him you can live in peace, that you can be strengthened, that you can allow the joy of the Lord to continually be your strength. Just thank Him for that joy. Thank Him. Just praise Him, church. It's not a song service. I'm not a worship leader. We're just people of God that are going to worship the King and thank Him. Oh, He's so good. He's so good to us. So good, so good, so good, so good to us. Oh, we praise His holy name. Praise His holy name. What I seen before I started was there was a mix-up in the understanding of a few individuals that I believe are even here today. I'm not going to point out anyone. But in that mix-up, what happened is they made mistakes. I believe it has something to do with investments. It might have something to do with maybe buying something, I guess is what I'm saying. And they have gone back and said, wow, did I really miss it? I want you to know God can take our stupidity, our mistakes, our failures, and turn those around for our good. I don't know who that word's for exactly, but it might be for more than one here. But whatever that is, quit beating yourself up. There's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. I want you to understand that, you know, we've all failed. We've all missed the mark. We've all fallen short. Thank God that He's faithful. He's still a deliverer. Understand that He is still our Redeemer. Our Redeemer lives, and we need to say so because He has delivered us from the hand of the enemy. Can you say amen? Just say with me, Father God, I thank You. I am the redeemed of the Lord, and You have, and You always will, deliver me from the hand of my enemies. I thank You, Lord. I've come out of darkness in the light for such a time as this. This is my day. This is my hour. The shine like a noonday sun. That the glory of God is upon my life. And I will radiate with His presence, with His glory. I will stand perfect and complete in all the will of God. I'm continually filled with the knowledge of His will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. The spirit of wisdom and revelation of the knowledge of Him is upon me, within me, and I will grow in grace, in knowledge. I'll be strengthened each and every step of the way, for my steps are ordered. They're ordered by the Lord. I'm His sheep. I hear His voice. I'm a son of God, a joint heir with Jesus Christ, and I'll be led by the Holy Ghost all the days of my life. Hallelujah! Amen, amen, amen. Oh, it's good to be with you. I've missed you. I've missed you all. We've been standing in faith with this house and with Pastor and his wife and you. Glory to God. Aren't you glad God is faithful to His Word?
Yes.
I mean, I'm standing here today alive. I should have been dead. But then again, I found out that I was crucified with Christ, and it wasn't I that was living any longer anyhow. So you understand that there is a resurrection, and He can raise you up out of who you used to be into who He's called you to be. You understand me? And I believe this is the day and the hour that God and the light of the glory of God is going to shine upon you brighter than ever before, because you are vital, you are needed in the body of Christ, you are needed, and there's assignments awaiting with your name on it that God has destinations for you to target in. I believe He wants to take each and every one of us as His children in this day and this hour to bring us and to missile us in. What I mean by that, I think the shotgun days of in the body of Christ are over. I thank God for shotguns. You can hit a lot of stuff with them. But I do also believe that when you shoot a rifle or when you shoot a missile, there's a target of destination to be hit. And it's up to you and me. You know what? I'm going to hit the mark of the call, the high calling of God upon my life. How about you? I want to encourage you today, before we even go any further, to understand it's up to you to make that decision. He sets before us life and death, blessing and cursing. And He says, you know what? Go ahead and choose life. Well, you and I know as New Testament believers that He came that what? We might have life and have it how? More abundantly. In other words, to the full till it overflows. That the life of God is available to us. And I want you to know that death and sickness and disease and poverty and lack and depression and oppression and all those negative things, they cannot, not. I'm telling you, my brother and sister, they cannot tolerate the life of death or the life of Jesus Christ that you carry. In other words, you are a threat and a terror to the kingdom of darkness. God has raised you up in such a time as this, and this is the day and the hour for the church to shine brighter than they've ever done before. Understand, this is still harvest season. We're right in the middle of harvest season. God's bringing them in from the north, south, east, and west. It might not be happening in your neighborhood, but it's about to. But what I want to tell you is all over the world, there's people coming to Jesus Christ. All over the world, especially in the Muslim world, people are having visitations and manifestations of who Jesus Christ is. People are being touched by the power of God, the power of the resurrected one. Miracles, signs, and wonders and demonstrations of the goodness of God are manifesting all over this planet in this day and this hour. So I encourage you in the name of Jesus, jump into the river and allow it to flow in you, through you, and manifest all around you. Because why? God's no respecter of persons. If He'll do it in Africa today, He'll do it here in New York, Pennsylvania. I believe this is a hub that God wants to raise up. Understand, there's a teaching anointing in this house. It's beyond anything that most houses that I ever go in. I want you to know that line upon line, precept upon precept, God's building up people. He's building them up stronger than ever before. In other words, the entrance of His Word has come into many of your hearts, and if you just hang around in this house long enough, you'll find out that you're a pillar in the body of Christ. You'll find out that God's Word is true, and His Word will prevail, and that no weapon formed against you can ever prosper. Every tongue that rises against you in judgment, you can stand and condemn it, because you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You know as well as I do that God's hand's upon you, and when you humble yourself, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, He wants to pick you up. He wants to pick you up and elevate you into a place of freedom, of liberty, of health, of wealth, of manifestations of the goodness of God. Can you say amen? It's good to be with y'all. I'm gonna read a word to you. I wasn't gonna do this here, but I just felt impressed this morning when I was praying I was able to sit in the pre-service or Sunday school. I don't know what you call it, but it was awesome. And Pastor Bill was teaching, and he was talking about the anointing. When people draw on the anointing, no matter if you didn't get any sleep the night before, it doesn't matter. Because God, the power of your faith pulling on what God has for you through the vessel of God, through the man or woman of God that He has placed before you, understand, God wants to pour into you. Did you know He still loves you? Hey, I'm telling you, He thinks you're pretty hot stuff. So don't think any other way. Can you say amen? So see, unless you love yourself, how are you going to love somebody else? Well, that's just another message. We won't even go there. But this word, the Lord spoke to me when I was in Colorado at Pastor Jay's church there in Colorado. I went with John Fike, and I knew it was for that house, and there was actually two ministries there that were combined together as we were ministering that week. But I also knew it was for the body of Christ. So whenever I have opportunity, I want to share this with you just to encourage you. And, you know, there's just times that the Lord just shows up and He just tells me things, and it's like, it's as much as I'm just sitting here talking to you. It's just as real to me as that clock there that doesn't mean a thing to me. That anyhow, I've scared you now, all right? Amen. Yeah. There used to be a little watch sitting here. I don't know. It must have disappeared. I seen it down at CWI last night. That watch, I said, Pastor Bill has one of them watches. In October 14th of 2021, the Lord shared this with me, and I'm just going to share it with you. You can take it or leave it. You can judge it. You can do whatever you want to with it. But I'm going to believe it, all right, because I'm already seeing it. He says, know this, son, that very shortly you will see major shifts, which will bring great change to your nation. Then you will come to understand the reasoning for your need to shift, to change, and be rearranged as my church. Your nation and the nations of this world will begin to be rearranged by these shifts. Harvest time has come. I repeat that. Harvest time has come. I'm shifting atmospheres and environments for many of my people to become refreshed, renewed, and refocused for my divine purpose to manifest. My purpose for their life will become their ultimate goal to fulfill in this season. This is what will cause the change to manifest to the nations. As my people who are being led by my Spirit have shifted into my divine purpose in this now season, they will enter into the grace for their place in my kingdom, causing the rearrangement of lives, structures, and culture as you've known them. The shifts have begun with more to come. So keep your hearts open and pliable to me, saith the Lord. As you do this, you will know and understand that I have laid up in store for you to do and to accomplish in this season of the end time church. He gave me this passage of scripture. I know you all know it, but I'll read it to you out of the Amplified Bible, just in case maybe you don't read that version. It says in 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14 through 16, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves, pray, seek, crave, require of necessity my face, and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, forgive their sin, heal their land. Now my eyes will be open, my ears will be attentive to the prayer offered in this place. The place I'm referring to is the place of the temple of the Holy Spirit, and that's your house. Can you say amen? That's your being. You are the temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank God for this house. It also means this house as well. But it says, my eyes will be open, my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place, for I have chosen and sanctified, set apart for holy use this house, that my name may be there forever, and my eyes and my heart will be there perpetually. Then he said, now address the watchman, and I think most of you know what that means in the body of Christ. I believe that God has raised up watchmen in the body of Christ, men and women that stand on the wall and protect that what God wants to do, men and women that will spend probably more time in prayer, intercession, men and women that know how to hear God, know how to speak for God, know how to declare and decree, know how to prophesy into the atmosphere. See, these men and women, as they grow in the Lord, they're the kind of people that can change atmospheres when they show up. Do you understand me? I believe there's many of you here today that this will refer to. It says, take your place in the Spirit and maintain in the grace of your place. Be strong and of good courage each step of the way. This is the most vital place in my kingdom in order for my plans and purposes to be accomplished in this season of time. Stand over with the spirit of faith. Stand over with the spirit of faith for my church. Stand and keep on standing. Amen?
Yes.
Now, I'd like you to turn in your Bibles, if you would please, to Colossians. We'll jump right into the Word. I was teasing you that clock didn't mean anything. All right. So forgive me. There are times it doesn't mean a thing, but today I think it's some kind of a special day. Is it mothers? Is that a word? You know, son, you wouldn't be here if it wasn't for your mama. We ought to be grateful for these mamas, and I honor you, women of God, those of you that are natural mothers as well as spiritual mothers. And we celebrate you today in the name of Jesus. I see flowers and things around the church. And thank God for you moms. Can you say amen?
Amen,
amen. Amen. So Colossians chapter 2, I'm going to read 1 through 5. For I would that you knew what great conflict I have for you. This is the Apostle Paul addressing the church here. He says, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have seen my face in the flesh, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God. Say that with me, acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ. So God wants us to acknowledge something. I believe that that's where the Spirit of God has spoken to me in the middle of the night concerning you, to encourage you with these words. I know it's nothing that you don't already know, but I do believe that faith comes by hearing and not by having heard. Is that correct? In other words, sometimes we need to hear it again and again and again until it sinks down to where we have revelation on it, because mental ascension won't take us anywhere. I've got to have a heart full of the truth so that I cannot be separated from the truth. How about you? In other words, we need more and more revelation knowledge in this day, in this hour. We've got to press in till we get it from our I hate to say thick heads. I know none of you are thick-headed, but there's times I have been. You be quiet, Shane. Anyhow, in other words, sometimes we can think we know, but we really don't know. And I call it knowing in your knower. That's when nobody can talk you out of it. In other words, the circumstances don't mean nothing to you anymore. Because why? You're a man or a woman of the truth. You're standing in the Word of God. You're standing in the promises of God. So in other words, the devil can't intimidate you with fear. He can't intimidate you with sickness or disease or lack. He cannot intimidate you by the opinions of other people. Because why? You're standing strong in the Lord, in the power of His might. You've come into a place where you're fully equipped in the whole armor of God. You come into a place, and you know what? God will be true, and every man can be a liar in my mind, and understanding that I'll stand in the promises of God. Because why? Jesus Christ said, I'm going to build the church, and the gates of hell are not going to prevail against it. And understanding that church was built on the spirit of revelation, because He is still the Christ, the Son of the living God, and you and I are His body. Can you say amen? He's the head of this house. Understanding when He is the head. You are the body. We are parts knit together. We fashion His body, a part of His body in the body of Christ throughout this world. Understanding you are vital, you are important, and it's up to you to understand that God's going to elevate you in this day ahead. He's going to raise you up into that place of His grace if you allow Him to. He will not force Himself on you, but He will manifest and He will reveal secret truths to you if you will say, God, I got to have everything that you have for me in this season. Because why? It is getting closer to the clicking of the clock. And when that clock ticks at that right second, and every soul has heard. In other words, this gospel has to be preached throughout the nations of this world, but it will not happen until then. And I believe we're closer than any generation has ever been. I believe it's up to us to get the ball rolling even faster. I believe it's up to us to understand that we all have a position of grace. We can all do our thing. In other words, the thing that God shows us to do so that this gospel can go to the nations of the world, because it still go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be damned. These signs shall follow this house. I said this house. Can you say amen? I'm talking about you individually. I'm talking about us corporately. These signs shall follow them that believe in my name. Is there any believers in the name of Jesus Christ here? Is there any men and women of God that know that that name and faith in that name can bring wholeness to people? Does anybody in this house know that when you call upon the name of the Lord, you can come out of whatever the devil had planned for you into a place of freedom, of liberty, of strength, of health, of well-being? In other words, there's no other name given among men where people can be saved from. I guarantee you that name and faith in that name will take authority when you stand in your authority, and you'll see the devil run from you, because this house is a threat and a terror to the kingdom of darkness. And if I can tell you that, I want to encourage you with that. I want you to understand that there's probably battles that lie ahead of us as a church, but thanks be to God who always causes us to triumph in Christ Jesus. Understand this is the victory that overcomes the world. It's your faith, my brother and sister. You are men and women of faith. You are strong in the Word of God. You are strong in the Lord, and you're strong in the Holy Ghost. And don't let the devil tell you any different, because I got some good news for you. He's not condemning us. He's trying to get you and me to agree with what He's already said. Hallelujah. Now, in verse 2, that their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love under the riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God and of the Father and of Christ. Verse 3, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. I believe there's things in the knowledge of God, in the wisdom of God, that belong to you individually, belong to you corporately as a body, and belong to the body of Christ. There are things that need to be revealed and come into light so that we see it, we hear it, we can comprehend and understand it in order that we can do it. Can you agree with me? So it says, in whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. And this I say, lest any man should beguile you with enticing words. For though I be absent in the flesh, yet am I with you in the spirit, joying and beholding your order and the steadfastness of your faith in Christ. I believe those are a passage of scripture that God had exactly for you today. I will encourage you as a body to meditate on those scriptures, to pull out the nuggets that are in there. I'm not doing it much justice. I'm just reading it to you. But I want you to know the Holy Ghost is your teacher. He's your guide. He's your revelator. And He can illuminate your understanding concerning the Word of God, and you might as well say amen to that. Now, go to Philemon, or Philom. How do you want me to say it, Randy? Philemon? All right. I thank God for the teachers that God has put in my life that can help me take my hillbilly language and help you to understand it. Are you with me? In Philemon chapter 1, which there's only one chapter, I'm going to start in verse 4. I thank my God, making mention of thee always in my prayers, hearing of thy love and faith which thou hast toward the Lord Jesus and towards all saints. I believe if Paul was here today that he could read that same scripture over this house. Hearing of thy love and thy faith which thou hast towards the Lord Jesus and towards all saints, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. For we have great joy and consolation in thy love, because of the bowels of the saints are refreshed by thee, brother. I want you to look at this phrase here in verse 6, if you would please, that the communication of thy faith may become effectual by the acknowledging of every good thing which is in you in Christ Jesus. The question I would have is, have we fully become aware of the new things that are in us as believers individually, as a church corporately? I don't believe we have. I don't believe we've discovered that from a place of revelation to the degree that God wants us to in the days that we're living in. So that puts a hunger within me. I want to know more. I want to experience His presence more than I ever have before. I want to be able to understand that He's given us a mouth, He's given us hands, He's given us a physical being, that we can operate and be a reflection of who He is. But until we totally identify with who Christ is and who Christ is within us, then I believe we're going to miss some things that belong to us. And I don't think it's time to miss a thing. Can you say amen in this house? So, in 2 Corinthians 5:17, and I know you're all scholars, I'll just read it to you. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature, one that never was. Old things are passed away. Aren't you glad about that? And behold, all things have become new. Every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus, back up to verse 6, acknowledging every good thing that is in you in Christ Jesus. In the Amplified Bible, it says it this way, and I pray that the participation in the sharing of your faith may produce and promote full recognition and appreciation and understanding and precise knowledge of every good thing that is ours in our identification with Christ Jesus under His glory. Then back in the King James, it says that the communication of thy faith may become effectual. That word communication is koinonia. It means partnership. It means participation. It means social intercourse, if I can use that word. Communication. It means distributing. It means fellowship. The share with one has in anything. In other words, fellowshipping and sharing what I have with you. And that's all I'm doing today. I'm sharing what God's given me to give to you. All we get to be is mailmen. Isn't that awesome? You're the mailman of this generation. So, in Mr. Webster says, the word communication means the act of imparting. I had a wonderful week with the Bible school students, and I believe in impartation is because part of the reason is I'm not the best teacher out there, so I got to believe they're going to catch things because I can't necessarily teach everything because that's not my gifting. But what I do see is the Holy Spirit is my teacher. And I believe when God anoints a man or woman of God, He's anointed each and every one of you, that there are impartations that flow from your life. I need everything I can get. In other words, the Christ in you, I need to be touched by. Are you with me? See, right now we need to be unified as the body of Christ and understand that we're not in this thing all by ourselves. We're together in it. And the more unity we allow to come in together, the greater the faith level is going to rise up. So we need to operate in a level of faith like we never have before in the body of Christ. And I believe this is our season to join in to what I call the unity of the faith in the bonds of love, understanding that this is the day and hour that God's glory is going to shine on His church brighter than any generation, I believe, has ever seen it. These are the days of the greatest revival. And what I've say, I hate to use the word revival, but I will use the greatest harvest that anyone has ever seen. Are we going to expect it? Are we going to believe it? And are we going to do our part to make it happen? Amen? So, in looking at this, Mr. Webster in 1828 says it's the act of imparting, conferring, or delivering from one to another. The communication of knowledge, opinions or facts, interchange of knowledge, correspondence, good understanding between men. And then the NIV says this, it says, I pray that you may actively or may be active in sharing your faith so that you will have a full understanding of every good thing that you have in Christ. The Holman Christian Standard Bible says, through knowing every good thing that is in us. I believe the Spirit of God wants to bring us into an inward knowing stronger than we ever have before. I know that most of us in this room know to some degree who we are in Christ and who Christ is in us. But I don't believe we've arrived yet to the fullness of those revelations. In seeing this, in become effectual by acknowledging every good thing which is in us in Christ Jesus, do you acknowledge the good things that God has placed inside of you? Or do you take them for granted? You don't have to answer that question. Understanding, therefore, if any man be in Christ, we are in Christ, Christ is in us. The word acknowledge here means to own, to avow to or admit to be true by a declaration of assent. It means to own or to confess. Some of you faith and confession people, which I believe you probably all are. To own with assent, to admit, to receive with appropriation. It also means to own with gratitude. Are you grateful that Christ in you is the hope of glory? Are you grateful that greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world? Are you grateful that the love of God has been shed abroad in your hearts by the Holy Spirit? Are you grateful for the hope that you have within you, that the kingdom of God came and manifested in your life, that righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost is within you? Are you grateful that you're anointed for this day and this hour, that the anointing of God is within you? Are you grateful that the glory of God is upon your life and the glory of God is within you? Are you grateful for those exceedingly great and precious promises that by those you can be partakers of the divine inheritance? In other words, you got Christ in you. You got the manifestations of God's goodness, of His mercy, of His love, and it's all inside of you. I believe this is time for the body of Christ to start living from the inside out and not allowing the outside in to affect them anymore. In other words, what's going on out here doesn't have to affect your peace, your joy, your strength, your anointing, your call, and the will of God that He's placed upon you. Can you shout amen in this house? Now, to acknowledge, this word means owning, confessing, approving, grateful. The owning of a benefit received, accompanied with gratitude, and hence it combines the idea of an expression of thanks. I want to encourage you, as my friends, start thanking Him for what He's placed inside of you. Start celebrating what He's given you. And as you discover it, I know most of you know so many of these scriptures, but I trust that the Holy Spirit in this season that we're in as the body of Christ can allow us to meditate in the Word so it goes from this skull into this heart, because it's going to strengthen you for what lies ahead in this world. It's going to take strong people strong men and women of God that will stand strong in the Lord and in the power of His might to deal with the things that are lying ahead. Because my brother and sister, the last time I read the Bible, there's a lot of manifestations of end time prophecy coming true right now. Things all over the world that are shaking, that are taking place. But I want you to know, you're not of this world. Amen? You are people from another planet. That'll get some of your attention. In other words, you have a citizenship in heaven right now. You are heavenly ambassadors to this place we call planet Earth. Are you with me? In other words, you got some heavenly benefits and some heavenly authority that needs to be released and manifested in this earth system. And it's up to us to get her done. Amen? So what I want you to see here, I'm going to go over these points very quickly just because of the sake of that clock ticking. In other words, when I acknowledge something, I lay claim, and one of the best things I can say, when I truly acknowledge something, it's a knowledge laying claim to personal involvement. In other words, I've got to be involved. I've got to be, embrace it. It's mine. You know, maybe you don't want it, but I want it. You understand me? I'm going to possess this. It shows the relationship. So Lodi says, it shows the relationship of the learner to the object of the knowledge. Acknowledge. Do you really recognize, appreciate, and understand with precise knowledge the good things that are yours in Christ Jesus? Number one is knowing the one who lives in you. I'll just flip out some scriptures to you. In John 14:20, it says, "And at that day you shall know that I am in the Father, and you in me, and I in you." The book of Ephesians chapter 4, verse 6 says, "And the God and Father of all, who is above all and in all and in you all." And then in 2 Corinthians 6:16, "And what agreement hath the temple of God with idols? For you are the temple of the living God. And God has said, I will dwell in them, walk in them, I will be their God, and they shall be my people." The Amplified says, "Even as God said, I will dwell in and with and among them, and will walk in and with and among them, I will be their God, they shall be my people." 1 John 4:4, which I know you know, "You are of God, little children, have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that's in the world." Then in Colossians 1:27, it says, "To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of the mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory." And then 2 Corinthians 13:5, "Examine yourselves whether you be in faith. Prove your own selves. Know ye not your own selves how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates or disapproved." And 1 John 3:24, "And he that keepeth his commandments dwelleth in him, and he in him. And hereby we know that he abideth in us by the Spirit which he hath given us." Beloved, in 1 John 4, verse 11, "Beloved, if God so loved us," he does, "we ought also to love one another. No man has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God dwelleth in us, and his love is perfected in us. Hereby know we that we dwell in him and he in us, because he hath given us of his Spirit." Number two is knowing that the Spirit who is resident within you, trust the Holy Ghost. He's inside you. John 14:17 says, "Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth him not, neither knoweth him, but you know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you." 1 Corinthians 6:19, "What? Know ye not that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost, which is in you, which you have of God, and you are not your own?" You've been bought with a price. the price of the precious blood of Jesus Christ. Your spirit and your body belong to Him. It's up to you to renew your soul, to renew your mind. Can you shout amen in this house? Galatians 4, 6, and because you are sons, God has sent forth the Spirit of His Son into your hearts, whereby crying, Abba, Father, wherefore thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, an heir of God through Christ Jesus, an heir is one who has acquired or obtained a portion allotted to him. And I'll close here today in Romans chapter 8. Verses 9 through 11. But you are not in the flesh. Say amen.
Amen.
But in the Spirit. If so be that the Spirit of God dwells in you, now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he's none of his. And if the Spirit be in you, the body is dead because of sin. But the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwells in you, say in me. He that raised Christ up from the dead shall quicken, make alive your mortal body by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Because you have the Holy Ghost in you, you also have the ability to reveal the fruit of the Spirit. Are you with me? I challenge you in this to allow the fruits of the Spirit to become stronger and more radiant upon your life as we go on into history, as we know it, as you walk in the days that are ordered before you, as you walk in the footsteps that God has already ordered before you, because people need touched by experiencing Jesus Christ, and you're the carrier of the man, the Lord Jesus Christ, of the Spirit of God, the same Spirit who raised Him up from the dead, my brother and sister, dwells inside of you. You are the church of the living God. You are the threat and terror to the kingdom of darkness. Start acknowledging every good thing that He's placed inside of you. Understand that the kingdom of God is already come, and that kingdom has come within the inside of you. And in that kingdom is righteousness, peace, and joy. Can you say amen? In other words, you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus in this day and this hour. You have peace that passes all understanding. You can stand in the midst of every battle in your life and stand there with the peace of God and make the devil nervous and take authority over him and win your battles every time. I want you to understand in the name of Jesus Christ that you are more than a conqueror today. I want you to understand that God is for you. He's not against you. But He comes. And when you said, Jesus, come into my heart, He meant business. And now it's your time to mean business and to rise up and to be the men and women of God that He's called you to be. Acknowledge every good thing that's in you. And as you share, as you communicate, as you give the love that you have shed abroad in your heart, see, that's another thing that's inside of you, is that love. Allow that love to flow in the days that lie ahead. Allow the manifestations of the anointing that you carry to flow in the name of Jesus Christ. Allow that peace that you carry into the midst of chaos to manifest and to be transferred onto the lives of other people that are confused, that are upset, that are in turmoil, that are stressed out, that are all worried. They don't know what's going to go on. But you know what's going to go on, because one day that eastern sky is going to crack, and on that day He's going to appear. And when He appears, my brother and sister, I want you to know the dead in Christ are going to rise up on that day. Then you and I, which are alive and remain on this planet, we're going up. We're going airborne. We got a hope set before us, my brother and sister. Christ in you is your hope of glory. Don't underestimate, and just give Him praise right now as we finish. Say, Father God, I am so thankful. I am grateful. I celebrate that Christ in me, the anointing of God and His anointing abides in me. Thank you, Lord. For the Holy Ghost, the same Spirit that raised you from the dead, I celebrate, I give you praise that you have filled me, filled my life with the Holy Ghost and with power. Hallelujah! I'm not done, but you are. because it's Mother's Day. And I want to honor you women, all right? And I thank you, mamas. Amen. And my mom, if she was on the planet on May 4th, would have been 100 years old. And I was her baby boy. And I still miss her today. And I want you to know, you mamas mean so much to each and every one of us. And we're very grateful. So we celebrate you today. Thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Donna. And thank you so much for praying for me. I so appreciate you. You have no clue how much that blessed my life, how much that strengthened me, and how much it just brought confirmation to some things in my life. And I just want you to know, in front of this great congregation, you are a mighty, mighty woman of God. And I am with you guys in this thing. God bless you.